The priests and the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire and his portion. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. Yahuwah is their inheritance, as he has spoken to them. This shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, that they shall give to the priest: the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the inner parts. You shall give him the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep. For Yahuwah your Elohim has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in Yahuwah's name, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates out of all Israel where he lives, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which Yahuwah shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahuwah his Elohim, as all his brothers the Levites do, who stand there before Yahuwah. They shall have like portions to eat, in addition to that which comes from the sale of his family possessions. When you have come into the land which Yahuwah your Elohim gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found with you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who tells fortunes, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or someone who consults with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahuwah. Because of these abominations, Yahuwah your Elohim drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless with Yahuwah your Elohim, for these nations that you shall dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery and to diviners. But as for you, Yahuwah your Elohim has not allowed you so to do. Yahuwah your Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from among you, of your brothers, like me. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you desired of Yahuwah your Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again Yahuwah my Elohim's voice, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I not die. Yahuwah said to me, they have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers like you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahuwah has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in Yahuwah's name, if the thing doesn't follow nor happen, that is the thing which Yahuwah has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him.